Iditarod musher Yor Olsom was the first to arrive at the checkpoint in White Mountain this morning, potentially setting him up to be the first into Nome sometime overnight. Olsom arrived just before 8 a.m., 3.5 hours ahead of Nicholas Petit. The arrival kicked off an 8-hour mandatory hold before mushers can take off for the last 77 miles to Nome. Bad weather along the coast has made it difficult for media and support crews to reach some coastal checkpoints over the last few days. Olsom told a camera crew from the Iditarod Insider that it was slow going when he left the checkpoint of Koyuk and he had to walk along the sled. But then it got better.
And then we got on the other side of the mountain and they picked up the speed. And I mean, we were rolling coming into Ilim up those hills. And I decided just to keep on going when they were doing so good, so we had a problem-free trip coming here. It was awesome.
Olsom gained his lead Monday morning when the front runner Nicholas Petit strayed off course on the sea ice between Chaktulik and Koyuk on the Bering Sea coast. Petit accidentally veered east toward shore, then doubled back to refind the marked trail. At the time, the area was facing strong northerly winds and a ground storm that severely reduced visibility. Petit's error created a window for Olsom, who passed him and reached Koyuk first, taking away a lead many thought Petit had locked in. Olsom's run time between the two communities was a little over 8 hours. Petit's, by contrast, was more than 13. A few hours later, Mitch Seavey arrived in Koyuk, posting a 12-hour run time. There were two scratches along the trail today. Wade Mars stopped his race in Koyuk when his dogs refused to leave the checkpoint, and rookie Tom Schonberger scratched along the trail between Grayling and Iditarod.